Who do you have as a special guest today?
Well, I have my good friend Josh Kendrick from
Hello.
Osteotron. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Very good. Great to be back in the radio station.
Well, I hear you're an old pro with this.
It's been a while, but a day or two, but yes.
Well, cool. So today I'm here with Josh and Mark. If you will please chime in during our conversation, because this is something that's really going to be, you know, in your, I guess, I don't know, wheelhouse, but I want to hear your thoughts on this as well. So as you guys know, Food for Thought is about looking at the different perspectives of interesting and important and hot topics of the day. And we like to look at all the different. So Josh, I invited on today because he is the owner of OsteoStrong here in Fairhope, as well as the owner of any OsteoStrong that might be in Alabama. So Josh, just real quick, tell us, you know, what is OsteoStrong in a nutshell and where are your locations?
Yeah, so OsteoStrong was launched about in 2014, and we focus on skeletal strength conditioning. Dave Asprey with Bulletproof Coffee actually named us the ultimate biohack because that's what we're doing. We're getting adaptations for the foundation of the body at the highest level in the minimum amount of time. So skeletal strength conditioning, we're focusing on bone density, muscles, ligaments, and tendons. And it's something that's kind of been ignored, but it is so crucial when we're talking about quality of life and longevity of life.
Well, sure. I mean, your skeleton's kind of important.
Yeah. So it's kind of like your chassis of your vehicle. So yeah. You have to think of your body like a vehicle. So you've got the chassis being your bones, the muscle being the performance engine, and your nutrition being the fuel. So, and you need it all. So if you want to be optimal.
And the brain, obviously, is the computer.
That's right. It's the central nervous system regulating everything that goes on in the body. And our body was designed with all these natural adaptations. Just like today, it's beautiful and sunny out here in Fairhope. But if we didn't have sunglasses on, you know, our pupils would dilate. So that's a natural adaptation, or we're getting a sunburn. So just like that, with the bone is constantly remodeling. But as we're aging, we're losing more bone than we're building back. So the key has always been, how do we get the stimulus high enough to trigger the adaptation to grow bone faster in the remodeling process? And that's what we focus on.
So where are you located?
So we're located on the Little Nichols Center here in Fairhope, 333 Greenhill Road, right in front of Hope Farms behind China Chef. And then we're in Midtown in Mobile. Okay. I own that facility across the street from UMS Wright. And then we have a couple, Melissa and Jared McCraw, that own a center out in Hillcrest. And then we've got a center opening up Friday in Birmingham.
It's
so we're excited for that.
Yeah, very exciting. So the reason I asked you to come on today is you have a little bit of a challenge because you are not mainstream medical, right?
That's right.
So tell me some of the things, your age group that you typically work with. I mean, you told me 13 to 90?
Yeah, I mean, right now, our youngest member is 13. Our oldest is 94. We actually have a lady in Sweden that's been doing this for 2 years. That's 102. So this is for everybody, but for a different reason. So we have Olympic athletes that do this that are looking for the edge that's maintaining a more solid foundation, less prone for injury. But our number one client that we're looking at are people that are 50 and up that are looking to restore their quality of life through their balance, their strength, their posture, osteoporosis, osteopenia, joint pain. So that's why we see the biggest flux, because there's already been a problem identified. The difference, we're all made the same. We all have bones, ligaments, and tendons. We're all conditioned differently. But as our body starts going through degradation, and at the age of 25 to 30 is where we hit peak bone mass, and then we're all losing somewhere between 1-3% of our bone density every year after that. So everybody's going to get osteopenia or osteoporosis or die first, depending on how long your life is. And it's something that's just kind of been misunderstood. And our technology is all natural. So we're basically turning people into gymnasts with our technology without the risk of having to stick the landing. So,
but Josh, can't I just take calcium and that be enough to
help? It's not enough. So that the research has been done on that. So everything the science that's applied in our center has gone through peer review. So calcium is a building block. You got to have it. It's the only mineral the body stores. It utilizes it for everything. D3, you need that for absorption. These are building blocks. But anything with the human body, you've got to put it under performance if you want to get the stimulus. So that's going to utilize that calcium when you're getting the right stimulus triggered.
Excellent. So if I was a client and I came to see you, how would you start the process off? Would you want for me to know that you are helping me in the most effective way possible?
That's a great question. The first thing we always do is we do an assessment with you, a wellness assessment. We want to get to know you. I want to know Elodia's story. I want to know her why. And then it's a journey. So once we spend time educating you, the first time you come in, you experience everything that we do. Outside of our skeletal strength conditioning technology, we've got other modalities that are super beneficial for health and wellness. So like red light, infrared light therapy for the mitochondria of the cell, the skin health, collagen. We have BioCharger, which is a platform for cellular health through voltage, PEMF mats, Normatec compression leggings for lactic acid for recovery, and hydromassage, and X3 resistant band training. I have not touched a weight in over 5 years. I'm 52 years old. I feel the best that I've ever felt, and I spend 60 minutes a week in total exercise. I mean, that's biohacking.
So are you going to work with my primary care physician to make sure that...
We'd love to partner with them. Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of referrals that come in from the medical community today from all different types of doctors for different reasons. We're not doctors in our facility, so we want to partner with them. But what we are doing is mapping out your why. So if Elodia has low bone density, I know how to get the proper stimulus for her body, and the science is foundational.
But how are you going to know if I have low bone density if my doctor hasn't done a bone density scan?
Well, so we're going to, a lot of times it's triggered by things that we just see starting to happen naturally. So maybe you've lost strength, maybe your balance is being affected, your reflexes are slower, your height has gotten worse. So these are key indicators that are secondary conditions based on the bone getting weaker.
Okay. So I actually did just have a bone density scan done because I'm 40. I just had my first mammogram and a bone density scan. Thankfully, both came back as being... I was told that they looked great. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is good. There's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to bone density. Again, we hit what we call peak bone mass at the age of 25 to 30, and then we all start. So it's very crucial early in life when we're growing, the bone is building. It's not really remodeling. But once we hit that peak bone mass, it would be nice if we knew where we started. So that's something that would be great if the medical industry would look at is, okay, here we are. Let's establish a baseline. So now I know where my starting point is and where I can expect to be down the road.
That's interesting. So maybe we should do our bone density scans at 25 versus...
That would be great,
40.
Yeah.
Off air, you were sharing a little bit of a story about a client of yours, and you... something about her bone density scan.
Right, so we've had at least 7 scans come back just this month that have been outstanding. And we just had a member yesterday. I mean, she completely reversed her osteoporosis in her femoral neck of the hip, which is where most hip replacements happen. She went from osteoporosis to healthy bone of a 30-year-old at 67 years old, 20% increase in her spine. And, you know, one thing, Elodia, that not only... yes, her bone is more dense today. The quality is better. Her physical strength is better. But her psychological has changed because now she knows she's in control of her health. She's not having to give up things she loves because she's in fear of falling and breaking.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Mark?
Yeah, I actually had a friend from ballroom dance who had to give up dancing because her legs couldn't handle her. It hurt her back to do it. She came to you. This is 3 or 4 years ago, Miss Denise. And after doing Osteo Strong for a couple of months, she was able to come back and start dancing again.
Yeah, so Denise is still with
and
us today.
She credits you for that.
That's right. So she's still with us today. I love her. We're like a family over there. But again, it starts with that bone, Mark. We used to think it was muscle that drove the bone. And what we realize now is the central nervous system regulating the strength of the muscle, the strength of the ligaments and tendon, based on what the bone can support and handle. That's why we have strength plateaus. So naturally, if we're losing 1% to 3% of bone density every year, we're going to be losing also 1% to 3% of our functional strength, which means, yes, joint pain, back pain, things we love to do, and we're having to give them things up. And today, we're living longer. But what good is living longer if your quality of life is not there? We shouldn't have to give up the things we love. And like with Denise, you know, she had such a passion for dancing. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, it was changing her psychology, too, because now she's having to give up things that she enjoys. And luckily, we were able to get her in there. She started building strength again, and now she can get back to doing the things she loves.
Yeah, and that was actually quite a testament. You know, it's always something when you find someone that you know through something completely different, because as I said, Miss Denise had dropped out, and I knew her story, and I knew why she wasn't dancing, because she wasn't feeling. And then she just started showing up, and she was doing swing dancing and everything for a 70, late 60s, early 70s year old woman who's suddenly out dancing, who 6 months ago had trouble walking in the door, and now she's swing dancing. And I said, you know, how is this possible? What happened? Did you have surgery? And she said, no, I went to Osteo Strong. They've been helping me. I'm like, okay, all right.
It's a once-a-week adaptation. So, you know, the science has always shown that, you know, pressure is what's needed to trigger the adaptation. They just never knew how much. So that's why the number one recommendation for bone health is go for a walk, do some weight-bearing. But there was a key research paper that was done in 2015, and they studied the hip, because hip fractures end more life every year than even breast cancer. It's that serious of a deal.
Wow.
Everybody probably knows someone that's had a hip fracture late in life and then they died. So it's that serious deal. But what they discovered, Mark, was that if you were not getting over 4.2 multiples of your body weight, nothing was being triggered to cause the trabecular bone to grow faster in the hip. So again, I referenced earlier, bone is always remodeling. It's replacing itself. You really have a new set of bones in your body every 7 years from the inside out. It's just it's a little less porous or more porous than it was earlier in life. And that's what we've got to do is trigger the osteoblast to build the trabecular bone faster. So two ways you can approach bone health. You can either approach it from a catabolic standpoint, which is what the drug companies do. They inhibit the resorption so that if we're not losing bone or resorbing old bone, new bone continues to grow. And yes, it'll make the bone density look better in a DEXA scan like Elodia got. Mm-hmm. However, the quality may not be too good. And at the end of the day, our goal is we don't want a fracture, because fractures set us back, and the wrong type of fracture could end our quality of life, or it could end life. And that's, you know, like one in two women, and now it used to be one in five men, now it's one in three men. So the sad news is, unfortunately, it's not getting better as a whole. It's actually getting worse, and it's because of our lifestyles today.
Exactly. So our diet, it's, you know, the things that we're putting in our body.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, this is Food for Thought. We do this every Friday, except for the first Friday where we do Foodie Friday, and we are talking with Josh of Osteo Strong in Fairhope. So, Josh, I have to tell you, though, even though my bone density scan came back and the doctor said, oh, everything looks great, they also told me that I have arthritis setting in my right shoulder. And I am in a tremendous amount of, not a tremendous amount, but just a constant nagging pain right through my right shoulder and down my right arm. And so I'm looking forward to signing up with you in a couple of days and seeing how that turns out.
So we're stimulating all that. So here's another key information. We're looking at biohacking, and you know, we're fortunate to have a great partner in our company, Tony Robbins. And if you haven't read his new book, Life Force, you need to check it out. There's so much new stuff going on out there. I mean, the medical industry is evolving faster than your cell phone today. That's a good thing. It's just finding access to this stuff. But when it comes to fitness, when it comes to exercise, you know, we've been doing things like weight bearing for years, and not that there's anything wrong with weight bearing, but the problem is we have different variances of strength, and muscle is meant for power and strength. Joints are meant for rotation and mobility. And when we are working with free weights, that weight does not change through space, but you have a strong range, medium range, and a weak range of motion. So most of the time when we're using traditional free weights, we're either underloading the muscle in what we're capable of doing in the strong range, but we're overloading the joint in the weak range, which causes damage. And so over the period of years and years doing all the things we've been told that we need to do to keep ourselves healthy, yes, we are doing some good things, but we're also causing damage, and then arthritis starts to set in, and you know, we have to focus on that. And again, it's about pain and suffering, right? We want to feel good. So if we can eliminate that pain, eliminate that suffering, start training smarter, not harder. Again, 60 minutes a week. That's what I do. You know, I used to spend an hour and a half a day.
Oh, that's a lot.
But it's about getting the right adaptation.
I'm too busy for that.
That's right. Time is our most precious commodity. So if there's something that we could do that could give us the quality of life we wanted, restore our strength, our balance, our flexibility, why would we not do that? And you can come dressed like we are today.
Well, tell me, what are some of the challenges that you face, especially because it is a non-mainstream, you know, you're not mainstream with the medical world. What are some of the challenges that you face?
A lot of times it's just the misunderstanding of the education. So for an example, it's just like we've been told, you know, for bone health, go for a walk. It's not enough. Or go just take your calcium. It's a building block. It's not enough. So there's just understanding how we've evolved in understanding. The science is foundational, and that's always with science. But we want to innovate and evolve from that science so that we can figure out greater things that can be more beneficial to the body and how we can understand how to restore these things, not just manage the crisis or give up something or put a Band-Aid on it.
Right.
So there's always an answer, and sometimes you have to shop around until you get the right answer to fit your the prognosis that you can live with.
So what do you see coming in the future? Do you see that insurance might be able to pay for your services?
I think within the next 2 to 5 years, we're going to see a shift in that. We've already seen some success with members being reimbursed, especially if the doctor writes a script for them to do what we're doing. When it comes to osteoporosis, osteopenia, again, we've got more and more Olympic athletes and professional athletes adding this to their protocol of training every day because, it's again, you've got to focus on the foundation, less prone for injury. We don't need fractures. Those guys don't get paid when they're not on the field. So how can we help them get an advantage plus be less prone to be sidelined?
Yeah. I receive my health care through the Veterans Administration. Is there any way, are y'all working with VA patients yet, or is there any
we
hope
do.
For that?
I mean, we offer a discount, you know, for veterans and first responders because we want to give back to them for their service. I was a veteran, you know, so it's dear to my heart. But I think, again, as we move forward, we do have some key individuals that have approached us. The shift, Mark, that we've seen since I got involved with this company in 2012 is now, instead of being more like entrepreneurs and people that just had a general love for health and wellness that are opening up studios or clinics all over the world, now we're seeing doctors, sports medicine doctors, general practitioners, DOs buy franchises and open them up. So as that validity of what we've been preaching for the last 10 years takes ground, we're going to start seeing the insurance companies look at this. And again, we want to be proactive, which is saving costs. I mean, we could just in fracture prevention in ER visits around the world could be over $1 trillion in savings. And it's that big of a deal. So if they can find something that can eliminate that cost, which are in our business is the fracture prevention, then that's massive savings for the health industry, and that's something that they should be looking at.
Well, as far as the validity goes, this is a new science. I remember when I was a kid, this is a long time ago, and chiropractors were just getting popular.
Yep.
And for a long time, people thought of them as witch doctors.
That's right.
But now modern science looks at them, and modern insurance says, oh, well, you know what? You need to go to a chiropractor. You know, so sometimes it's just the swing of time.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. So like today, there's probably, I have more members that come in that is who they go see is their chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And it took like 17 years for that shift to happen. And it's always that way when you're brand new. in an industry, and we're pioneers in that. And but like you said, the science has always been there. We just had a breakthrough. We had a paradigm shift with a doctor that loved his mother, and he figured out how to build robotic technology that could give real-time biofeedback that would emulate impact forces generated by the member, like a 17-year-old gymnast would receive when they dismount and stick the perfect landing. We just don't have to stick that perfect landing mark in our center.
Okay. So you say the science has always been there, but when did it really start being something that we studied?
Well, it was discovered in 1892. They still teach it in med school today. It's called Wolf's Law. So that was mechanical transduction of bone, and that discovery showed that if bones received the proper amount of pressure, they would adapt and get stronger. And that's still taught today in med school. The challenge has always been, how do we get the amount of pressure applied to the body safely? It's always about safety. So if someone has severe osteoporosis, Mark, the last thing you're going to do is assign a strength and conditioning coach to go work them out. It's just too dangerous. Or say, hey, go join your local CrossFit and do 4-foot box jumps. It's just not going to happen, because the first time they land wrong, they're going to break.
They're going to hurt them. That's why I haven't joined CrossFit, is because I'm scared to death of hurting myself. And I just don't, I mean, I don't run either, because I love my knees, and I don't want to destroy my knees either.
That's right. There's always like a love and hate for everything you do. I mean, people love to run, and running can be a runner's high. We hear about it all the time.
Oh yeah, the serotonin and dopamine releases.
Yeah, and that's right. But at the same time, you know, we have evolved to live in a concrete world. You look around, our feet were created to evolve in nature without shoes. But today we have to wear shoes to protect our feet. We live in a concrete world, jungle, asphalt, tile, hardwood, everything. And we take over 2 million steps a year. And every shoe is an orthotic. It changes the way your body moves. So if we're in a shoe running on hard surfaces and we're landing improperly on every move, well, we're going to have joint damage over time. And that's why we see a lot of knee issues going on with runners.
Yeah, that's actually why I'm not a runner, is because of my knees. When I was in high school, I ran the mile. I was a miler, and in my 30s, I had to give that up because my knees just couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah, so. The pressure you're probably putting somewhere, again, a lot of people think that they can go run for their bone health, but you're getting to about 2.2 to 2.3 multiples of your body weight of impact, which comes short of the 4.2, and that's why. It's still, even though there's always benefit in exercise. It's just what benefit are you looking for? And sometimes we don't understand enough of the science of what we're getting at. The advice has not been relevant to what the science shows.
It's interesting. So tell us again, we're kind of at the end of the show. Where can we come to see you? You know, how do we get set up? Can I come in for a free consult or just to visit the place? Or how does this work?
Absolutely. So you can find us on social media. You can find us on the internet at www.osteostrong.me. Go to the location finder, drop down. You can find an OsteoStrong anywhere in the world. Our phone number is there. Here in Fairhope, it's 251-210-6955. You can schedule a consultation. We want to educate you, let you experience it, do that assessment with you, and see if it's something that you're capable of doing. You know, we're not for everybody, but we're for 95% of the people. If you've been cleared for exercise, then you can probably do what we're doing.
Now, your location in Fairhope is on Nichols Avenue, correct?
It's on Nichols, right, just short of the brewery, in the little Nichols Center where Verizon is and Strix and China Chef, and our front doors face the backside of Hope Farms.
Okay, and you've also got two locations in Mobile, is that correct?
We do. I own one that's over in Midtown. We are directly across the street from UMS Wright, and that's in the old Bluebird Hardware, for people that are familiar with that. And that number over there is 251-586-8226, and you can contact my staff over there, schedule an appointment. And then we have a couple that also works with me that lives out in the Hillcrest area, and they have a location there as well.
That's excellent. Well, Josh, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit about the bone health industry.
It's been
a lot of
pleasure.
Interesting stuff.
So. Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me.
Absolutely.
Let's do it again.
We sure will. Good deal.
All right.
We'll talk with you guys soon, and we will talk with y'all next Friday for Food for Thought. Oh, no. You know what? Next Friday, I'm wrong. That is actually April 1st.
April 1st.
So we're going to have our Foodie Friday.
Okay. So stick around next week for Foodie Friday, brought to you by Fairhope Living Magazine. We now return to our normal programming on 1480 WAVF.
Great music and memories. WAVF.
For this afternoon, plenty of sunshine, the high temperature 72. Clear tonight, low 48. Saturday, sunny, high 72. Clear Saturday.